You're listening to SBS News.
Russia's foreign ministry has ruled out the use of nuclear weapons in Ukraine, accusing anyone who's making assumptions about Moscow's intentions as spreading deliberate lies. Foreign Ministry spokesman Alexei Zaitsev says nuclear weapons are not part of what Russia calls its special military operation in Ukraine.
We have to stay ready for any development of events, both in the media field and directly on the ground. We have repeatedly had to refute insinuations about Russia's possible use of nuclear weapons during the special military operation in Ukraine. This is a deliberate lie. Russia firmly adheres to the principle that there can be no winners in a nuclear war and it must not be unleashed.
Meanwhile, a new attempt to evacuate civilians from Mariupol has begun after severe fighting with Russian forces. Ukrainian and Russian authorities have confirmed that up to 50 people have been evacuated from the Azovstal steel plant in Mariupol, including 11 children, as Russia continues to attack the facility. Russian forces have pulverized much of the port city, which has been under a two-month siege, trapping around 100,000 civilians with little food, water, electricity, or heat. A new international effort began on Friday to rescue more civilians from the tunnels under the Azovstal steel plant and the city at large, even as fighters at the sprawling complex made their last stand to prevent Moscow's complete takeover of the strategic port. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Mariupol will never fall as it has already been left devastated by the ongoing Russian siege.
Mariupol will never fall. I'm not talking about heroism or anything. The fighters, the army that we have, but there is nothing there to fall apart. It is already devastated. There is no place, there is no structure. It is all destroyed completely.
In another development, Mr. Zelensky says that over 500,000 Ukrainian citizens have been forcibly deported to Russia since the start of the war.
Please pay attention to one illustrative fact. More than 500,000 of our people have already been deported to Russia. They were forced to go there. Everything was taken away from them. Documents, means of communication. They are sent to remote regions of foreign lands, remote regions of Russia. There is an attempt to assimilate them there by force.
President Zelensky continues to urge all countries in the European Union to cut their dependency on Russian energy. Meanwhile, President Joe Biden will meet G7 leaders and President Zelensky ahead of the day Russia marks the victory of the Soviet Union over Nazi Germany in World War II. Sunday's virtual meeting is being hosted by Germany's head of state, President Frank-Walter Steinmeier. U.S. Press Secretary Jen Psaki says further sanctions on additional individuals and companies will be decided upon.
They will discuss the latest developments in Russia's war against Ukraine, the global impact of Putin's war, showing support for Ukraine and Ukraine's future, and demonstrating continued G7 unity in our collective response, including building on our unprecedented sanctions to impose severe costs for Putin's war.
It comes as the UN Security Council unanimously adopted its first statement since Russia's military action began on the 24th of February, expressing strong support for Secretary General Antonio Guterres' efforts to find a peaceful solution to what it calls the dispute in Ukraine. The short statement, adopted at a very brief meeting Friday, does not mention a war, conflict, or invasion, with many council members adopting Moscow's ongoing military action or a special military operation description. Mona Juul is Norway's ambassador to the United Nations.
The war in Ukraine is causing unimaginable suffering of the entire population of Ukraine. Millions of Ukrainians desperately need humanitarian protection and assistance, as we all heard from the Secretary General yesterday. Norway and Mexico have initiated a presidential statement from the Security Council that has been scheduled for adoption this afternoon, and which we now did right now. It is important that the UN Secretary General has the full backing of the Security Council for his effort towards a peaceful solution to the war in Ukraine. The UN family and international and national partners are doing heroic effort to support the Ukrainian people.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.